This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Friday, one and all, Blue Friday.
Yes.
And I do actually have a question about Blue Friday.
Okay.
Does it have to be blue? Because Danny and I are wearing green.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like so long as you're representing the Seahawks, that counts.
It really doesn't matter if it's blue or green.
I mean, are we going to really get in the weeds about these kind of rules?
Well, yeah. You
know, people on social media probably are.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I asked. The last time I wore green on Friday, I feel like I got shamed for it.
Well, and honestly, I like wearing I'm wearing the bright green. What is it? Action green. But I do it because everyone hates it. I feel like so many people are not with the green, especially with the new throwback jerseys.
You're so punk rock wearing the action green because everybody hates
Anarchy.
It.
Anarchy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I think
pierce my lip
Danny.
And wear action green, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Do they make an action green Seahawks flag?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Do they?
I'm positive that they do.
I'm positive that they make a green freak flag.
I knew you were going to go there.
And we're going to raise it all the way up the flagpole today, Steve Miggs.
Let's go.
Are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Miggs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a day that none of us celebrate it. Danny kind of because he hasn't shaved. It's National No Beard Day.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we do celebrate it. I thought it was National Beard Day. My brain's not fully working just yet. Give me a cup of coffee and I'll be good to go and I'll actually read things properly.
That's fine.
No beard day.
No beard.
Oh, man, I'm a beard fan.
Well, because Brad's got a beard.
He does because I require it. It's a necessity.
Well, you know, I can't give you a hard time because I don't have a beard because my wife requires it.
Exactly.
She's like, do you want to kiss me? Then you better shave your face. And I'm like, you know what? There are a lot of hills I'm willing to die on. This is not one of them.
Yeah.
Now, George rocks the beard.
Oh, he sure does. I literally cried when he accidentally shaved it off.
So you don't like him without a beard?
He's a handsome dude, but I like the beard. He has a butt chin.
He does?
Yes!
Like John Travolta?
Yes! I didn't know he had a butt chin either until he accidentally shaved it, and I have a whole song about it. Yes, it's crazy. And they're hereditary.
George's butt chin.
Baby's got a butt chin. And I play with his butt chin when I'm singing the song.
This is a stupid fact about me. When I was younger, I was obsessed with John Travolta as a kid.
Yeah.
And I wanted a John Travolta butt chin
so bad.
Oh, no. So when I was in my room by myself, I took the edge of a book and I just kind of pressed it on my face for an extended period of time, hoping that my chin would permanently have a butt chin.
People have interesting dreams, but this might be the most interesting dream I've ever encountered.
Never came to fruition.
I don't think
it would be there for a second. I'd run to the mirror. I'm like, yeah, I'm John Travolta. Now I just need to grow some chest hair.
Why? Do Saturday Night Fever.
I don't know, Danny. There was no good reason. I just thought maybe if I had a butt chin, I'd be as attractive as John
You'd
Travolta.
You'd get the ladies.
Yeah. Well, I got the last laugh. He now has the same hairline as me.
Hey. True that.
I'm not a doctor, but I don't think it's something you can give yourself.
No.
No, I'm not a doctor either, and I can tell you by experience, you can't give yourself a butt chin.
I'm sure there's a plastic surgeon out there that would give you a butt chin, Steve.
Oh, dude, everybody's got a price. Yeah. Everybody's got a price. Hi, I'm Steve Miggs. I'm here talking about the plastic surgeon that got me a butt chin. Use the code word Miggs if you want a butt chin as well. Last night, our Seattle Kraken, yeah! Man, the Sticks have been alive recently. What, the game before they scored 7 goals? Last night against the Philadelphia Flyers at Climate Pledge Arena, finally got a win on home ice, scored 6 goals, beating the Flyers 6-4. What an awesome game.
I have a confession to make, everyone.
Uh-oh.
I bought the shirt, Steve.
Let's go!
I was drunk at home watching the game. I was so excited with how many goals, and I was like, you know what? I need the Gord shirt, because I even text Steve. I was like, I love Yanni Gord.
I know. I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh, Danny was drinking. So you and I both now have that same black number jersey t-shirt thing that they were targeting us on Facebook.
Yeah, Gord buddies. That's what we are now.
You guys are definitely living up to the Bowie buddies.
I've made so many purchases for sports teams when I've had a couple drinks and they had a good game.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally understand that. That's going to be awesome. But up next for the Kraken, tomorrow night at home, taking on the Calgary Flames.
This Sunday, the Hawks are heading to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. It's 10 a.m. on Fox, and rookie defensive tackle Byron Murphy will be back from a hamstring injury. He says he's 100%. And he did a press conference yesterday where he was asked about how, during the draft, Atlanta was rumored to draft him, but then they passed on him. And then he was asked if he wants to make them regret not picking him.
Oh, yeah, you know, I did hear that Atlanta was supposed to draft me, you know. I heard rumors about that, but, you know, they passed up on me, so, you know, that's their fault, you know. That's a big loss for them, so they will feel me Sunday. Yes, sir.
They will feel me Sunday. Yes, sir. The entire time he's doing the press conference, what I love about this guy, he's holding the podium, just flexing, just, like, kind of showing off the triceps. I'm like, okay, this guy's ready to rock. I know it sounds stupid, but the team was 3-0 when he was playing with them.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the winning ways.
Absolutely.
Now, Geno Smith also did a press conference yesterday talking about the upcoming game and also talked about DK Metcalf. Now, if you don't remember, yesterday we played this audio, but DK Metcalf, during his press conference, admitted that that last interception, when the team was kind of marching down, there was maybe a hope that they would take the lead against the 49ers, and then the ball was intercepted. DK took full accountability and said, nope, that was my fault.
That was definitely my fault. I was drifting upfield, saw open space, trying to do too much, and let the DB undercut the route when I should have been staying flat.
And somebody brought that up to DK to Geno Smith yesterday during Geno's press conference. And man, yet again, Geno Smith during these press conferences gives you yet another reason why you should love him.
Yeah, it just speaks volumes to the type of person he is, the amount of character he has. Honestly, he didn't have to say that. Obviously, I'm happy that he took accountability and said that, but it's on me as well for throwing the ball, you know? So it's not just on him. It's on both of us. It's on all of us as an offense. And DK is such a special player. He wants to make the play at all times. And, you know, when you have a guy like that on your side, man, I'm going to live and die with that guy no matter what happens out there. You know, I got his back. I know he's got mine. And, you know, from my perspective, man, he's been great. He's been outstanding, and he's going to continue to get better. And, you know, it's my job to help him get there.
Now, it's also his job to help A.J. Barner get there as well. Tight end A.J. Barner for your Seattle Seahawks. He'll be joining us this morning to talk about the upcoming game and how the rookie season's been going for him so far. We'll be talking to A.J. at 7:20 this morning. As far as weather, hitting a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
A guy survived a shark attack and commemorated it in the most incredible way. You're going to hear from him at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A 20-year-old guy named Angus from South Africa barely survived a vicious shark attack this year while snorkeling in French Polynesia. He decided to own this experience by having the doctors pull the shark's teeth out of his left arm, and then he had it turned into an earring.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's about as metal as it gets. You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it big.
So this is Angus talking about this shark attack.
My story starts when I was badly bitten by a shark in French Polynesia while doing some free diving in a remote island in the middle of nowhere. Luckily, the amazing clinic on the island organized a French military plane to come and pick me up and take me all the way to Tahiti. It was quite amazing that when we did x-rays on my arm looking for broken bones, we discovered several shark teeth that had been broken off inside and had been left behind. Two pieces of teeth.
Whoa, first of all, that's just insane.
I thought their teeth would be a little bit stronger than that. Like, they're not going to fall out.
That's. I was just thinking it's also just crazy in the x-rays, they see the teeth there. Hey, what are those things? They look weird. Oh, that's the shark's teeth. Oh. Pull them out.
I've been left behind. Two pieces of teeth and a whole tooth was removed from my arm, but it's really cool to still have a small piece of tooth left. So if you think I should make a little earring out of this this tooth, let me know. I think it'd be quite a fun video to make.
If I was a jeweler, I'd hit him up and be like, dude, this story is just insane. I'll make that for you for free.
Absolutely.
Just give us a plug on your Instagram, please.
I had hardware removed from my knee when I had my knee surgery.
Okay.
And I made those into earrings.
Did you really?
Yes. I had two screws. One was a little bit bigger than the other. And I had those made into earrings.
Now, what do you mean you made them into earrings? Like, did you just put them through the hole of your ear and then like a little nut on the back and just like tighten it up? Or did
you go to like a craft store and get like the earring pieces and make little earrings? It's very easy.
So you just had two screws hanging from your ears?
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody say, hey, why do you have two screws hanging from your ears? Or they're just like, ah, Taryn, she's kind of screwy anyway.
I mean, I always had like interesting jewelry over the years. I used to put like safety pins in my ears. I was I used to put my earrings in backwards. I was very into like garnering attention, you know.
Oh, unlike you nowadays.
No, not at all.
That's not like you ever. No. But still, I mean, safety pins I kind of have seen before. I've never seen anybody rock screwdriver or screws in their ears.
Yeah, me either. I actually have screws from my knee surgeries too, and everyone told me to either make them a necklace or make them earrings, but I never got to it. So will you turn mine into some jewelry?
I'm very crafty.
And then we could be twins, and then people will ask about them, and we'll be like, oh, these were once in our bodies.
Wait, so you, since you've had both your knees worked on, do you have, how many screws do you have?
I have four.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You kept all of them?
Heck yeah. Huh. I was really hoping that I could keep them in and go through the metal detector in the airport and get set off.
So you could get more attention? Or so you could get pat down by the... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but they bothered me, so
these
I got them
two screwballs over here.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would keep the screws.
Really?
But
what
would
you do with them? Just toss them?
Well, what would you do with them by keeping them? All right, you made earrings. Yeah, never mind. Why am I asking these questions?
Do you have any weird things you've hung on to over the years?
Yes. Yes. The weirdest thing, I think, was the time when I was driving on I-5 and some car in front of me kicked up a pipe. And the pipe was under a foot long, but it was still a big-ass pipe. I remember driving, and it was like slow motion. And I saw this pipe just kind of flying towards my windshield and kind of moved just a little bit, thankfully. Like, not like I swerved like crazy, but I just kind of moved a little bit. And instead of hitting the driver part of my windshield, it hit the passenger. And it was, dude, it was gnarly. It didn't fully shatter the windshield. I mean, obviously it cracked it, but the pipe went through the windshield. So now I'm driving with a pipe through my windshield, like some kind of like prop.
Did you just keep driving home or did you pull over?
Yeah, I still have it in the car. No.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I pulled over just to kind of catch my breath, like, what the F just happened? And then went straight to a glass repair place because I was going to a wrestling event. I think WWE was in town. I'm like, I'm not missing it. So I had to hurry up and get this done. But the crazy part about all that was I shared it on social media, the picture of the pipe, and talk about keepsakes, I kept it. But I shared the whole thing on social media. Cairo 7 hit me up and I'm like, hey, can we share your picture and talk about it on our newscast? And I'm like, you're never going to use this on the newscast. And sure as us, I DVR'd Cairo 7's news that night. This is back when Steve Rabel was still the anchor. And boom, this was said.
Thankfully, Migs was okay.
And that was like one of the greatest moments of my entire career. I had Steve Rabel. Not even say Steve or Steve Migliori or anything like that. It's just...
Thankfully, Migs was okay.
And I was like, this is so awesome. And I kept that pipe in my car for the longest time until finally I hit a point where I'm like, what am I doing with this thing?
So what, do you just put it in the trash or do you like responsibly recycle it at some station?
Oh, no.
I just threw it away. I mean, the thing was like 8 inches. I don't know.
That's pretty big.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK. What is the strangest keepsake that you have, and what is the backstory behind it? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the strangest keepsake that you've been hanging on to, and what is the backstory behind it? 206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, what photo is it that you have?
Oh, hey, what? Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up, Jason?
Right. Hey, can I give a shout out to my fellow teachers in before I tell you the story?
Absolutely.
Whoo, here's the shout out to all my fellow teachers at Ridgeline Middle School. We made it, y'all.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's a battle every day, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling you.
Are you doing the parent-teacher conferences right now?
No, man. I run the in-school suspension program.
Oh, so you get to hang out with all the good kids.
Started at the bottom. Now I'm at the top, baby.
All right, Jason, tell us your story. What's your keepsake and what's the story behind it?
All right. So I recently just retired from the military after 21 years. And back in the day, we were in Iraq. And we were cruising through Tikrit, which was Saddam Hussein's hometown. And they had a big mural of him in the middle of the city. And so we pulled over, and I pulled out my pig sticker and walked up there and cut a big chunk out of the mural and brought it back. And
whoa.
So that's a kind of a cool, dark keepsake that I have.
Oh, I bet it makes for a great story whenever you're talking to somebody and be like, hey, check this out. Because, I mean, that is pretty epic.
Yeah. And but you know what? When I tell these stories to people that aren't in the military anymore, they don't laugh like we laugh. So I don't know, man. I guess I don't tell that story too often.
Dude, in any walk of life, if you have like a sense of gallows humor and you share something and then you realize, oh crap, the people I'm talking to don't have that same sense of humor, I probably should have just kept quiet.
You know, I have that feeling on a daily basis.
Hey, real quick, what the hell is a pig sticker?
A big knife.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a euphemism. I was like, damn, man. Savage.
Thank you for your service, Jason. Justin from Ferndale, what is the keepsake that you have and what's the story behind it?
So I have about a... Good morning, everyone. So I have a 3-inch nail in a pill bottle at my house because it used to be next to my thumb when it got shot into my finger.
Ooh.
Did you shoot it into your finger or did somebody else?
So the backstory is I'm a metal worker. And I needed to make a crate to pack something up. So I went to the wood shop and tried building the crate. I've had some use with, like, normal power tools. Not a nail gun. Anyway, I'm like, this is cool. Keep pounding away. And my second to last shot, it double-tapped one into the 2x4 and one into the side of my finger.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
yeah.
Did it go in so hard and so fast that you didn't really feel it at first? Or, sorry, that sounded wrong.
Yes, it actually, funny enough, so it went right next to the bottom portion of my thumb and then about halfway into my palm. And the nail was apparently right next to my bone. So I went to go show my supervisor. He almost passes out from the side of it. And I'm like, hey, I'm keeping my cool with a nail in my finger. You can be cool taking me to the ER. And he's like, okay. So he takes me to the ER, and they're like, this is the coolest thing you've seen all week.
Did they get the back of a hammer and just kind of yank it out?
Oh, even better. They grabbed the pair of surgical pliers, which were a pair of Irwin vice grips, and they poured some, like, saline on it, and, yeah, yanked that thing out. But, yeah, no, I had, like, nurses and doctors come in and be like, hey, are you the guy with the nail? I'm like, yep. They wanted to take, like, pictures with it, like, check it out. Like,
do they give you a countdown, like, 1, 2, 3, blah, or do they just go for it?
The guy was like, you ready? I'm like, yep. And he was, boop.
I think I'm going to pass out.
My favorite part, Danny can confirm, the entire time he's sharing that story, you looked so unnerved.
I was like shaking.
You're kicking the floor of the like of our console.
I thought she was kicking you for a second.
I mean, she might as well have. She was losing her mind.
Trucker Matt is in Wenatchee. What's the backstory behind your keepsake?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
We can.
Yep. Yeah. What's up, Matt?
So about the beginning of 2009, I deployed to Iraq, and only a couple of months into the military, so not much experience, they put me in a truck called the Husky, which is a one-manned vehicle, and we were doing missions out at night, going through checkpoints, and all the other trucks were turning off what appeared to be all their lights. Turned out it was just the KC lights on the outside of the truck. And I turned all of my lights off, and I ended up taking that brand new, almost $1 million truck and ran it into a Jersey barrier.
Oh, no.
How fast were you going?
Like 3-4 miles an hour.
But enough to mess it up.
Oh, yeah. So the front tires were pigeon-toed in, like at a 45-degree angle. The truck had maybe 100 miles on it.
Oh, no.
And there's a chunk of fiberglass panels that were metal detectors. And I picked up one of those pieces and I brought it home. It was about 2 feet long.
How much?
I still have it to this day.
How much trouble do you get in when you have to finally tell somebody, hey, I kind of dinged up the $1 million Husky over here?
Well, so I thought that because I obviously couldn't see what I was doing, I thought one of the big tires had went flat because it like rocked over to one side, and my platoon sergeant, I couldn't hear from inside the up armored vehicle, but he's waving his hands around and probably dropped about 17 F-bombs.
Oh, no.
I can only imagine. That's rough. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Rockaholics Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto. Everything will be performed live from the stage, from the sound effects to the voice actors and the live band. Steve Miggs, we can't wait to hear you on the drums with the new originals. And those tickets are going on sale in just a couple hours.
That's right. We have a bunch of special guests that are going to be joining us. Well, it's always a great time. It's a fun time just hanging out with all the Rockaholics, and it's awesome that it's at night and at the Showbox Soto. We're going to have a blast.
Anything could go wrong, and if you want to see it in action, head to KISW.com to get your tickets at 10 a.m. Now we're looking for someone to take on Steve Miggs to kick off this Friday morning. He's got a record of 289 wins, 88 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.